Yeah, just getting ready to stream the show, okay? Just give me one second. We're all about to stream here. Okay, so. Okay, so just. I'm just gonna get ready to stream, okay? To start the show, go. Okay, just give me 1 second here. We just have to set this. Hello everybody here, it's Ben Yuko here with Zo13 Media Enterprises. Welcome to the Black Tech Building Program on this Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I want to tell you how everybody's doing great. Thank you very, very much. This is the next part of the series that I'm getting excited for doing is the Raspberry Pis and stuff. So it's very interesting. We're going to talk about it's very, very basic. Of what it is, it's like a motherboard, but we're gonna go into the Raspberry Pis. I'm gonna reference articles of these Raspberry Pis, so we're gonna watch a video. But I'm gonna let you go over the the motherboard that part, but then I'm gonna go over the Raspberry Pi today. Because a lot of things are gonna be great, so I want. I'm going to see some information, so I hope all that stuff goes along, okay? So I'm just so excited and so passionate about this next part of the series, okay? Because now we're gonna get to the Raspberry. We're going to get to some of the great stuff about the Raspberry Pi, so we're going to... Okay, we're going to talk about... the Pis, and the first one I'm going to look at the Raspberry. How about the image of a Raspberry Pi, okay? We're gonna look at a basic motherboard, and it's very basic. Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna show you. So you're gonna see. This is the 2017 version of the motherboard. So I'm gonna just start showing you all the Raspberry. I want to make sure I'm still looking good right now, okay? I'm still looking good, okay? Let me just... Okay, so this is the Raspberry. This is the first... This is the one from 2017. So you have your basic internet USBs over here. You have the camera, HDMI cable. You have a small HDMI cable, a power, a speakers one that they have right now. So this is like the basic, I'm just giving you the basic foundation of how this, all this is all worked out. What, yeah, you have the processor. Very, very small motherboard. Very, very small motherboard. You can use this for gaming. You can use this for different projects and stuff like that. So I want to do like all these stuff, a great conversation, and how this is actually a great thing to actually understand. The difference of this motherboard. So, and then I've got another one I'm gonna show you. This is the Raspberry. So I gave you four, but I'm gonna show you the recent one that they have out right now. Same factor, plugs ins, you have the HDMI cables, and these other different, and they have, and so it's a similar to, you can, yes, processors, and you don't have a CPU fan, but you have all that great material. So you have to be very well. So it's a very, very basic, but I also want to go into the real of all the parts. Okay, so you can go over all the parts of the Raspberry Pi, and so I'll give you the best part, the good part of, I'm gonna give you a good one right here. So you can be able to use this on your own computer. So this is so I think I'm gonna get this one, okay? We're gonna find some good ones right here. This is the one I think Raspberry Pi wise. So you can actually get some very interesting in this. So they wrote this from this, okay? Asus soldering iron. If you are a maker with a software for Harry Potter, you should enjoy this beautiful creation put together by developer Whitney Knitter using our favorite the Raspberry Pi to create a Harry Potter style newspaper PCB. The project was made entirely from by Knitter, and in our opinion, is obviously gorgeous to look at. The PC is in the shape of a rectangle printed on the top layer of a collar made from articles Knitter created for the product. These articles are pinned around the board, leaving the space for a small ilnik panel and a Raspberry Pi Zero on the back. The end result is a PCB that is changing pictures like you will find in the Harry Potter universe. If you aren't familiar with the franchise, photographs in the magic world don't capture and still images, but rather move as if a video snap of time were captured. In this case, the ilnik panel changes the photograph in the newspaper, giving a similar effect. It's also noting that this is black and white ink pad with more newspaper. I want you to take a look at these. So this is the hackers. So I want you to see some very interesting stuff people have found of Raspberry Pis, okay? So what things are what I think will propose, because what's very, very important is I want black people in technology to start getting into things like Raspberry Pi, not and just doing from gaming, make stuff, make, because this is what most people are going to, you're going to, this is where we're going to get our real technology, and we'll get to all that stuff. Preparing it. Knitter built the project around a Raspberry Zero Z with modeling holes on the custom PCB to hold it, but this same could be for adult through a 2 9-inch resolution display. This little L screen has a resolution of 296/125. You can find details about this PC Steamer, what it's designed with a Kelly cave over the artificial bit hackster. The Raspberry Pi Zero is running Raspberry POS, is responsible for operating the E-Link display by telling what to change the image and what to do. Knitter program a custom split to handle these funds using Python. An in-depth site is available on the project page. And this is so that's let's learn from let's watch this. Watch this. This is from a YouTuber named Misk. You'll find very interesting stuff on.
Hello.
He's gonna show you this, okay? So this is from Muskeech Saint Carl. So I want to give him the proper respect that he deserves on this project. So I want you to take a look at this video. It's about 4 minutes long.
In this video, we are going to see how I made this moving portrait from Harry Potter.
Yeah, this is what you have to know.
So, let's get started. First of all, I have disassembled one of my old laptops, which was completely broken, from which I got a 15-inch screen, motherboard, hard drive, power button board, USB port, and other peripherals. Mm-hmm. Instead of an old laptop, you can use a Raspberry Pi board or a LaTeX Panda board. For the screen, you can use 10-inch display, which is compatible with Raspberry Pi and LaTeX Panda board. Or you can even use an old LCD monitor. I have got this frame from the local workshop. This frame has got nice depth in it, so that we can put motherboard, hard drive, display, and all the electronics in it. First of all, we have to put display in the frame. As you can see, the display has silver border. For covering it, I have taken a thin piece of cardboard. On the cardboard, I have marked the display dimensions and made cuts to make a window for the display. Now, using some plastic tape, I have sticked the cardboard with the display. Before you put display in the frame, clean the surface of the display.
No.
After cleaning the display, I have put display in the frame. Then I have taken a piece of black cardboard to which I have made cutout for the display cable. Then using the same plastic tape, I have sealed the display. Some screw. For placing the hard drive, I have used double tape.
Come.
After placing the hard drive, I have put speakers. Power button board. And connected the network wire. Before I put everything together, I have placed two supports at the back of the display.
I'm gonna start this
now
over, okay?
Hold on. And put in this video, we are going to see how I made this moving portrait from Harry Potter. So let's get started. First of all, I have disassembled one of my old laptop which was completely broken, from which I got a 15 inch screen, motherboard, hard drive, power button board, USB ports and other peripherals. Instead of an old laptop, you can use a Raspberry Pi board or a LatePanda board. For the screen, you can use 10 inch display which is compatible with Raspberry Pi and LatePanda board. Or you can even use an old LCD monitor. I have got this frame from the local workshop. This frame has got nice depth in it so that we can put motherboard, hard drive, display and all the electronics in it. First of all, we have to put display in the frame. As you can see, the display has silver border. For covering it, I have taken a thin piece of cardboard. On the cardboard, I have marked the display dimensions and made cuts to make a window for the display. Now using some plastic tape, I have stuck the cardboard with the display. Before you put display in the frame, clean the surface of the display. After cleaning the display, I have put display in the frame. Then I have taken a piece of black cardboard to which I have made cutout for the display cable. Then using the same plastic tape, I have sealed the display. Now I have taken the bottom of the frame to which I have placed the motherboard and marked the vent and holes for the cooling fan, USB port and headphone jack. Then I have made all the cuts. I have put motherboard and USB port board using some screw. For placing the hard drive, I have used double tape. After placing the hard drive, I have put speakers, power button board, and connected the network wires. Before I put everything together, I have placed two supports at the back of the display. Now connected the display cable and put everything together. And that's it, our portrait frame is ready. The sound quality of my portrait is very bad, so I would recommend you to use any external speaker or put your speaker out of the frame. If you like this video, make sure to hit that like button, share and subscribe, and I'll see you in next video.
That was a very interesting video, and I think there are different ways that you can do these type of projects. And I encourage us, since we like our phones and we like gaming more, and I understand we have, I want everybody to look at that as a strength and not a weakness, because I feel like that will help everything be more clear to you when you understand that this is something you need to do. In a second, I don't know that. Okay, so that should all look that pretty good. Okay, so I got now one for you. So I got another article from the discussion. It's very interesting. It's gonna be more of a. I got one about the vet. So I want to show you this one too. Raspberry Pi powered a smart kitchen display. The kitchen is one you might not expect a smart display, but with the right application, it's actually quite useful. Today we're sharing one created by a maker and developer, Stasgu Kurumua, who decided to build his own from scratch using a Raspberry Pi. The display is located with cool dash tools, but you can also add more if you like. According to Kuma, the idea was to create a gadget we'll be able to to provide information on demand. Most what he was getting to display on the screen is browser-based, but the internal plan is to route through a list of web-based dashboards using a full-screen browser. Kuma provides a complete list of what tabs are rotating throughout the kitchen display. A few examples include one dash that lets you monitor electronically using the usage, another featuring the world of the day, and another with the color of the day. Pretty much anything browses is fair game to throw in the mix. This one, well, home system. The project is built around a Raspberry Pi 4, but you can easily get away with something older like a PC 3 or small, like a P02W. It's connected to a Rodem 7-inch touchscreen display with integrated speakers. Instead of a micro SD, Kurumura is using a Raspberry key from the Pi Hut, which relies on the eMMC instead of flash memory. As far as the software side goes, everything operates on the top of the Raspberry Pi OS. With Pi first boot, Chrome launches by default. You can program Chrome to open a particular list of tabs, which how Chrome is programmed. The various dashboard plugin enables the rotation and function by switching the tabs automatically with a timer. So, you got a traffic monitor. There's a lot of things you guys can look into. I want you to start thinking about this. What about things like this? Because I want to be going into a little bit more details on this. So, this is something amazing that people should actually take a look at. For a second on that.
So, okay, so that's what I want to show. So I just want to show you all that, so you can take a look at all that. All right, I'm gonna go over some tech articles of the day. Alright, let me just get some articles up. And so, let's. Which ones can I do today? Okay, let me just throw some other ones out here too. So let me just throw some other ones out here. Let me just throw some of this other news. Okay, let me just go over these articles, okay? We got one right here. Let's read this one. This is from PC World. Windows 11 will throttle excessive users of AI as Copilot rolls out. Okay, so it talks about, it says, after debuting Copilot and newer versions of Windows, Microsoft is giving itself the power to limit users who use it too much without defining exactly what too much means. Microsoft has one of the largest and powerful collaboration of web servers on the planet. But even it might balk as a thought as a billion or so Windows users are hitting the data and processing intensively generate AI services 24/7. But perhaps it's not surprising that some new languages in the online services user license agreement says that Microsoft will employ a temporary thought in a customer access to the Microsoft Generative AI server for excessive use. Exactly what constitutes excessive of generated AI, which allows the user to create a text and image based on specific input, as seen with ChatGPT and DALL-E, is not specific. But as anyone said who tries these tools know, that it's not an instant process and complex strings text generation, but indicate formatting might be some several minutes for a remote server to complete. The new changes to licensing terms was spotted by Cloudy with chance of licensing, which is new favorite URL. The changes is almost certainly in preparation for a wild rollout of AI generation tool in Windows Copilot, which arrives with the major 2023 update to Windows 11. Join the AI-infested Bing Chat, the new form of AI-infused Paint app, and more. But specifically, join the new language of target enterprise agreement with the separation of Microsoft 365 Copilot often generates AI enhancement for businesses' tools like PowerPoint, Excel, and Outlook. It launches early in November along with the big Windows 2011-23 update that Copilot. While the Copilot text and images generation tool is integrated widely enough across the operation and plan for even wider integration, the changes in terms is that even Microsoft can't predict the server load of potential millions of users hitting the servers at once. But if Microsoft is building new terms, allowing it to limit individual users, however the company defines a server used to be, it must be anticipating a much larger hit to data in the future. So I'm going to read this one. So this is the next article I'm going to read to you now. Microsoft commits to 6 years of firmware update for new and some older Surface PCs. So Microsoft has quietly updated Surface support documentation with new information about how the company plans to support its Surface PC with firmware updates. Originally, Microsoft had only committed to supporting Surface PCs for 4 years, but that's now apparent to be changing. The updated documentation states that any Surface PC shipped after January 2021 will see 6 years of firmware updates. Surface devices shipped before that will remain on a 4 year firmware update that means Surface Pro 7 and all the ones that you can name. And newer have all got their cycles to stand by two of them. Okay. Okay, let me read this here. It's good to see Microsoft commit to a longer support time frame for its Surface Pro. The optimism in me sees that as Microsoft doubled down on its hardware business, which is exactly what we want to see. On the flip side, the pessimist in me thinks this change is happening because the company is planning to reduce how it operates. See, updated hardware, while the Surface Studio 2 had its support cycle extend 5 years, but Microsoft took so long to ship a successor. Of course, we won't know sure what it means until we see what Surface new leadership team is available to bring to the table. Even with FCVP panel is out the door, notably Surface Pro and Surface Laptop didn't receive as much refresh this year, making the first time in a while that Microsoft hasn't updated those lines on an annual basis. This isn't good. So, okay, here's one. After 4 years, the Samoan juggernaut finally makes his way to Overwatch 2 roster hero. So, BlizzCon 2023 kicked off with a quiet unique bang. Towards the start of the show, Overwatch 2 game director Aaron Keller and art director Diane Rogers introduced Mega, the latest tank character coming to the Blizzard's fan favorite hero shooter. Magna first appeared on the Overwatch universe via a short story 4 years ago. His brain heavy gunner that windows two mass chain guards one of these weapons in enemies while the other deals with critical damage to anyone that's on fire. You can see the natural synergy. He also has an unstopped charge to help available to help him take space as well to carry overdrive the damage near falls and give him help to help better survive incoming fire. Then there is a cage fight which Magu ultimate ability cage fights trap enemies in Mega in a large cage giving infinite ammo, especially turning him into his dream, threatening raid boss with no downtime on his weapon. and you can watch the full thing on the trailer before. So that's one article. I want you to check that out, okay? So that's one of those I liked. Here's one, Tom's Hardware. Galaxy RTX 490 is the first GPU with HDMI retimer for a long distance connection. Okay. The GeForce RTX 490 is already one of the best graphics cards, but Galaxy has made their Dura Lovelace flagship even better by adding an HDMI retimer chip to ensure clear signals over a long HDMI connection. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Galaxy brand, so what's better to commemorate this feat than release limited edition product that how the Galaxy GeForce RTX 490 20 came to exist. So you can read. So it goes into all the details in this. Let me just read it. The GeForce. I want to make sure. I'm still talking. Okay, I'm doing pretty good. So this is also. No. So this is why the article I read. Okay, so I started. The GeForce RT 490 20th anniversary edition is the first graphic card to feature HDMI retimer. These small integrated circuits enhance HDMI signal transmission over a long distance. HDMI retimer are typically found in consoles such as PlayStation and Xbox Series or Series X because there are highly chances a console game or connected to their consoles and TV over a great distance than PC games who typically have the case on top of or beneath their decks. Galaxy has implemented the Parade PS8419 GDBPS HDMI 2.1 retired into the GeForce 20th anniversary. So it basically is going to do like clock channels. Okay, listen to this. The PS 849 removes the jitter and timing skew in the data and clock channels so users can receive the HDMI output with very little jitter present. Therefore, you can connect your gaming PC to your TV next to your room with an HDMI cable. Luckily, the PS8419 is only responsible for maintaining a stable on the graphics card HDMI 2.1 port, the other 3 display port 1.48. output do not benefit the PS8419 functions. Since outside the GeForce RT 490 is its anniversary, is only two that utilizes similar top down cooling solutions, two pushing airward down with one of the graphics card while another one does the same thing on the opposite side. Okay, so it just talks about all the other details. I don't want to bore you on that one, okay? This is nice. Embrace all of the, I'm going to read this part for you. Dell has Dell launched work. New eye-friendly display for hybrid workers. Mm. Dell has lifted the wraps off of a trio of new displays to reduce eye strain to its standard. It claims it never achieved the upgrade to its ultra-sharp display range. Will see refresh rate double to 120Hz, helping to make the browsing extremely smooth with an abundant light sensor promises to adjust brightness and color tone to suit the surroundings. The display also features input blue light reduction tint, which Dell calls Comfort View Plus. The bright blue light exposed down from up to 50% to less than 35%. So that's kind of like I got for you for that part. Alright, let me just go over these announcements. Announcements are so important. Let me see what I got. Okay. So, we have a show next week on the Community Tech Fest preview. If you don't see us, don't see me Tuesday next week, do the school. It was cool. You will see me Friday again, but I'm gonna make sure this is done. So then we'll do a quick one update and then Linux firewall. Okay, and then we'll talk about the reaction and the Microsoft good and bad issues. Then we have random topics, demos, and all that stuff. Remos and demos, and then the hardware review and student government day stuff, and then. Okay, so let me go over these announcements. Okay, with the Blackson Technology Twin Cities chapter. Oh, tomorrow they have the 10th anniversary event tomorrow. You can go virtual. It's on Jalen Mills. Please check them out. Twin Cities Band of the speaker. Details. So this is the speaker detail. So we're gonna have that issue tomorrow. So that's coming up tomorrow. So Ben, so go get your tickets now. Be included to come in or be online. When we be online, I do a lot of things. Okay, that will be coming up tomorrow with different guest speakers. That's over at the General Mills Building in Golden Valley. Blackson Tech, now the chapter me, that will be on Tuesday next week. That will be the last one of the year. Okay, next Saturday is very important. It is the Community Tech Fest. I'm going to be there. Check out the nice robotics and gaming and virtual reality. You'll see a lot of things related to gaming. Then we're going to have open conversation with Bill Black's United in Leading Technology. Then we'll have a professional speaker from the National Black Engineers. Friendsgiving is the last one for Blackson. And also tomorrow they're going to have a session that Leonard's going to have. Teach me how to stunt. That's going to be a panel discussion. That's at the Condensed Sound in Northeast Minneapolis. So please check out them. Okay. That is it for me. I'm going to be getting your shows out there. So Tuesday, the show won't be here. But Tuesday's show, it's not going to be here. It's going to be at Center. I said I was going to do the show, but I decided to do them at home. But I'm going to start doing more of them at Century. This one on Century, okay? You all have a great, wonderful day. And I will see you all next week for the current event, which is going to be on Monday. So that's the thing. All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.